start with Nick, second row middle.
Hey, Boone. Dean shared a little anecdote with us where he got the captains together at the viewing and asked you, what would Johnny want us to do? Could you confirm, was that like the night before the funeral? What's your memory of that, and what would he want you to do as a team?
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, I guess going to what he would want is, you know, just to play hockey, and he loved every second of every time he was in the rink and at practice games, sharing time with the guys. And, you know, that's something, you know, when we come in, we try to enjoy, you know, each other, you know, through the good times, but especially through the bad times. And the last few weeks, it seems like when we get on the ice and just, you know, go be ourselves out there and have a good time, it's, you know, push each other, work hard, get ready for camp, but also just enjoying being out there. And it's been helping us as we, you know, prepare for the season and, you know, have been skating together.
Go to Dom.
Obviously, these have been very tough, tough days for you guys. Are you anxious to get on the ice? Are you anxious to get back to playing hockey? And not that I want to say it's a distraction, but it can be a distraction.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're looking forward to camp starting for sure. Like you said, these past few weeks, you know, it's, I'm not going to lie, you know, hockey's not really on your mind during a lot of that. And, you know, but being here all together, you know, coming into day one of camp, we're excited to just, you know, get things rolling here. It's not something that's, you know, something or what happened with John and Matt, it's not something that's going to go away or we're magically going to stop thinking about. It's going to be with us. And it's just kind of realizing that new reality for us as a group, as a team. It's not like we're trying to, you know, park it and, okay, now it's the season. It's those emotions are going to be there for a long, long time. And, you know, it is what it is, where that's the new reality for our team and our, you know, us with missing John. So just realizing that and helping one another out when there's, you know, bad days or moments, and there's going to be a lot of them, but we're in it together and we're here to help one another. And so with that said, yeah, we're excited to get all in on the ice, you know, for good, I guess, for, you know, now that camp's open tomorrow.
Go to Ryan in the back row.
What are your first impressions of Dean Evason, and what do you think he can bring to this team and to you guys that maybe he's been lacking the past couple of years?
Yeah, so far it's been great, you know, getting to know Dean and had many conversations, you know, throughout the, you know, in August we spoke and a couple of times, but the last few weeks, you know, obviously there's been different things that we've had to talk about, but, you know, going back to just hockey, I think, you know, it's exciting for our group, and we're going to play as a team. We're going to play for each other, and I think that's where our foundation needs to start, and we can build on that. But he's going to bring, you know, he brings that experience, and he's been around the game for a long, long time and knows every, you know, a lot about it and how to get a team together. And, you know, we're excited for that and to get rolling with him for sure.
Go to Whitney, second row left.
Hi, Ben. The addition of JVR, I don't know how well you know him, but of course everybody knows at least of him or have played against him. How much of a help can he be for you guys on the ice, but just also another veteran presence in the locker room right now?
Yeah, for sure. He's going to, you know, I didn't really know him that well. I met him a couple times along the way, but obviously I've played against him for a long time, and you can see what he brings on the ice. But even, you know, before meeting him, everything I heard off the ice and in the locker room and what you're talking about, you know, is he's very valuable there for us. And I mean, he's got 1,000 games in this league. He's been around for a while and seen, you know, a lot of things. So you add someone like that into a locker room, it's going to help us. you know, not only on the ice, but like I said, in the locker room and what he brings day to day around us. So we're looking forward to that. I've gotten to meet him. He's in town, and you know, he's a great guy that's going to help us.
We'll go to Ed, third row middle.
Yeah, thanks. Dean and Don had mentioned that one thing they've done over the last month or so is shift the locker rooms around, mix up veterans with young players, no more individual pictures above someone's locker space. Can you speak to how you think that will, especially as we are early on in the season, help the club out and maybe help build camaraderie?
Yeah, it's just a shake-up, right? I think even for myself, it's, you know, I've had the same stall, but I'm all in for this and switching it up. And we typically had the forwards, you know, with the forwards and the D, kind of with the D and the goalies. So it gives it a new look throughout the room. You kind of mix the D with the forwards. And it's a good feel that way. And, you know, kind of a fresh start for the locker room and changing those things up. I think everyone's on board and is enjoying it so far.
Mark, second row left.
Hey Boone, just as a leadership group, when you see a player with a need, you know, everybody kind of heals differently, there may be dark days. What will your leadership team just do overall when you see a player have a need that comes up?
Yeah, I mean, to say we know exactly what to do, I don't think that's fair. I don't think there's a playbook out there for you know, the situation, you know, that has happened, and that's okay. I think we're gonna, you know, learn and lean on each other as we go, and whatever that may look like, I think just staying true to, you know, ourselves and you know, really helping one another out is gonna, you know, uncover that and kind of pull each other through it. And so you know, look forward to that of you know, just, you know, during good times you know, it can bring a team together, but especially during hard times, if we can stick with it together and you know, be open and, you know, talk about those things and be comfortable going to your teammates and things like that, you know, that could be powerful too. So like I said, there's no playbook for how we're going to navigate this other than being, you know, there for each other and leaning on each other and supporting each other.
Go to Ryan in the back.
The center depth seems to be stronger this year on this team, especially with the addition of Monahan. You've been the number one guy there for the most part the past couple of years. Do you have a preference playing in the middle or on the wing? What would you prefer?
No, I don't. I mean, I've played both, obviously, back and forth a little bit too, and you know, throughout my whole career. So pretty comfortable at both. Obviously, the last few years have been at center mostly, but I played wing for quite a while too. So wherever it you know, slot in, I'll be happy to. And I think, like you said, we have, you know, more options there at center than we've had in years past for sure. So. If that means moving to the wing, you know, I'm comfortable there as well.
Go to Hedge, second row right.
Hey Boone, you've been a teammate now with a number of these younger guys for 2-3 years, and we've talked about how they need to develop and stuff. I'm wondering, from your perspective, do you feel like some of these guys are close to kind of breaking out into, you know, impact players at this level?
Yeah, for sure. There's no doubt we got a lot of, you know, guys in their first, second, third, fourth year that, you know, this league is tough to break into, you know, at a young age. And sometimes you forget that, or sometimes, you know, guys lose track of that. So I think, you know, the strides that they've taken in their short time here already, I think they'll just continue to get better at it. And, I think they're all going to be a big part of our team, and they are. So I think, you know, look forward to them continuing to grow. And-